Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Recently, we talked about the mystery of the love of Jacob for his sons, Joseph and his brother. For in Quran chapter 12 and in verse 8, we read that the brothers of Joseph said, "Surely Joseph and his brother are more loved by our father than us." And we ask the question, why? Why Jacob loved Joseph and whoever his brother is more than the rest of the other brothers? Obviously, as we have said, from the Quran, we will never know the answer. That's why we went back to Genesis account. And there we found out, first of all, that Joseph's brother is actually named Benjamin. And why did Allah say in the Quran, Joseph and his brother? It's very simple, because Jacob in the Bible was married to four wives. Two of them were maid servants. So Jacob had 12 sons and one daughter from these four wives. So we found out that Jacob loved Rachel and he worked so hard to marry her. That was 14 years of hard labor, and the Bible said it was like short days because of his love for her. Leah, his first wife, got him four sons. Then he got two sons from Bilhah, and then he got two sons from Zilpha, and then he got two more sons and one daughter from Leah. And then finally, the Lord opened the womb of Rachel, the woman whom he loved, and he was able to have two sons with her. That is Joseph and his brother Benjamin. As for why he loved Joseph and Benjamin, obviously, logically, we found out because they are the children of his old age, and they are the children of his beloved wife, and finally, they are the children of Rachel, who had died, as we found out, when she was delivering her son Benjamin. Add to that, obviously, from the Bible, we know that Joseph used to work with his brothers, and he was telling about all the wicked things they were doing to his father, and that causes not only for his father, Jacob, to love him more, but also causes his brothers to hate him. Add to that, obviously, the dreams which he had dreamed and he shared with his brothers caused them to be jealous of him and to hate him. That is not what we can learn from the Quran, for obviously in the Quran, Muhammad assured his Muslim believers that Joseph never told the dream to his brothers. Let's move on today in our study to Quran chapter 12 to learn about the deception of the brothers and how they were able to get rid of Joseph. Don't forget the weird sentence, and I say weird because it is weird sentence. That is when we read in the Quran, in verse 9, "Kill Joseph or throw him to a land, and to you, your father's face will be set, and after this, you will become a good people." How in the world can any Muslim read such statement and think that the man or the person who wrote it has any logic or common sense? For obviously, Jacob will not like his sons and loves them because of the death of his son Joseph, and they will not become good people, but they will be killers, murderers, and wicked people. Now let us see the plot. How the brothers of Joseph were able to take Joseph from their father to fulfill their desire of his destruction. And that is what we read beginning from verse 11. For there we read, "They said," these are the brothers of Joseph, "Oh, our father," that is Jacob, "why do you not trust us with Joseph?" Excuse me, what? What a strange question. I thought he is their little brother, according to the Quran. Why Jacob would not trust them with his son Joseph? Let's continue. "And surely we will be advisors to him." Advise him about what? He's just a little boy. How can you advise a little boy? According to the story of the Quran. Let's continue to verse 12. Send him with us tomorrow so that he may enjoy and play. Send him where? To the pasture. To do what? To play. To have fun. To enjoy himself. And then we read, and surely we will be keepers of him. Imagine me. Maybe Muslims do not know how many they were. But 10 of them, 10 grown-up men, are going to take care of their little brother Joseph, who's going to go and play and have fun all day long in the pasture. Now let's continue to verse 13. Here's the response of Jacob. He said, surely it will grieve me if you take him, and I fear that the wolf will eat him while you are not watching him. What a nutcase, Jacob. Why? Because it does not make any sense that 10 grown-up men promising their father to trust them with his own son, Joseph, and they assure them that they will take care of him as he will play and have fun. And he tells them, well, I'm worried. I'm afraid. It will grieve me. It will break my heart if you get busy doing your stuff. And then what? A wolf eats him. How can a wolf eat a little boy? Maybe a wolf will harm him. Maybe a wolf will scratch him, but not eat him. For Joseph to be devoured by a wolf, he have to be a little baby boy. Maybe, I guess, a year and a half, 2 years old. But is that the case? Is that what we read in the Bible? Let's continue. In verse 14, they, that is the brothers of Joseph, 10 of them, grown-up men with mustache and beard, they said, if the wolf eats him, and we are many, surely then we are losers. Yes, indeed, they are losers. 10 grown-up men could not take care of their little boy, Joseph, their brother, who will just have great time and have fun to be with them in the pasture. In verse 15, we read, so when they had gone with him, Jacob allowed them to take his little boy Joseph with him to the field. And they agreed to place him at the bottom of the well. Man, all of them are in agreement to do that. What wicked brothers. Imagine with me. They do that to their own little brother for no reason. Let me remind you. He never told them his dreams. They only did that to him because they know that their father Jacob loved him and his brother more than them. What wicked brothers. Continue in verse 15. And we revealed to him. And him here is who knows? Only Allah knows. Because trust me, him could be Jacob. Him could be Joseph. Him could be somebody else. We do not know who is him. But that is what the Quran said. That's how we know for sure that the word of Allah in the Quran is very clear. Clear like mud. So we reveal to him what? You will inform them of this, their affair. And they did not feel. Who are they here? The brothers of Joseph. So Allah informed somebody, we do not know who is he, about the future of Joseph. And they, the brothers of Joseph, did not know what is going on, or they did not have an idea of his future. When we compare that which we read in the Quran, the best of the Quran, to the true biblical account, do we see the same story there, or maybe even close to it? I would like to take you to the book of Genesis, chapter 37, to learn about a little bit different information than that which we just have read in the Quran. For in Genesis 37, verse 1, we read, now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. How old was Joseph in that portion of the story? 17 years old. What did he used to do? He used to work with his brothers and with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpha. Doing what? Feeding the flock. Hello, my dear Muslim friends. He was not a little boy. 17 years old. This could be a man who is married and has children of his own.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
But somehow Muhammad, or those who helped Muhammad to make up the poetry of the Quran, did not get the notice about how old was Joseph before he was taken by his brothers. Now, in the Quran, we read the comedy verses of Allah or Jibreel or Muhammad about the brothers went and talked to their father Jacob. Oh, daddy, don't you trust us? We're 10, we're strong, we're powerful. We want to have great time with our little brother Joseph. We really want him to come to play and enjoy himself. After all, tomorrow there will not be any rain and the weather is just beautiful spring day, great day. Is that what we read in the Bible? And as you continue with the story of the Quran, you may think that you're really reading the true story. In that case, I know for sure that Jacob was a nut case too. Not only Allah and Jibreel and Muhammad were nuts, but even Jacob himself was nuts because he was so afraid that the wolf will eat his boy. Notice now, Joseph was a 17-year-old young man, not a boy. He will not be eaten by a wolf. Anyway, so let's see what happened in the true biblical account in the Bible. After we learn in verse 11 of Genesis chapter 37 that Joseph's brothers envied him, but his father kept this matter in mind, talking about the dreams of Joseph. And we continue in verse 12. Then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Don't you love the Bible? I can take you right now to the map and I show you where they were living and where they went. They went to the place is called Shechem, or in Arabic we call Shechem. In verse 13, and Ezra said to Joseph, are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them. So he said to him, here I am. Excuse me, what, Mr. Moses? Are you sure about what you're telling us here is true? Yes, indeed. Don't forget, we just know from the scripture that he used to shepherd with his brothers. They left without him, and here Jacob himself is sending Joseph to check on his brothers in Shechem. So where is the plot? Where is the brothers went to their father? Trust us, we're strong, we're 10, we take care of our brother, let him come and play and have good time with us tomorrow. That comedy may fit in the mind of naive, gullible Muslims. But any person with logic and common sense who have access to the Bible will know without any doubt that it was Jacob who sent Joseph to his brothers, not the brothers tricking Jacob to take Joseph with them. Let's continue in verse 14. Then he said to him, that is Jacob told his son Joseph, please go and see if it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks, and bring back word to me. So he, that is Jacob, sent him is Joseph, out to the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. They were living in Hebron, and he traveled all the way to Shechem by himself. After all, he's a 17 years old young man. He's not a little boy, as Muhammad claimed in the Quran. In verse 15, now, a certain man found him, and there he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Why, was he lost? No, he was not lost. He just went to the land of Shechem, looking all the field there, where normally he shepherds the sheep with his brothers, and they were not there. So we continue in verse 16. So he, that is Joseph, said, "I am seeking my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding their flock." And the man in verse 17 said, "They have departed from here, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. By the way, I can go to the map right now and I show you Shechem, and I can show you Dothan, and that show you how obedient and how wonderful a son Joseph was for his father. It would be very easy for me to go to Shechem and look for my brothers and I confront them and just turn around and go back home. After all, daddy sent me to Shechem and they were not in Shechem, and the earth is big. How do I know where they went? East, north, south, west of Shechem. I would just say to my father, "Hey, I went to look for my brothers and I could not find them. And oh well, maybe I wait a little bit longer and we find out some report about them." No, that is not what Joseph did. He went to Shechem. They were not in Shechem. They moved to Dothan, and he went to see his brothers in Dothan. But that's not the story of the Quran. Why? Because Joseph, the little boy, lived with his brothers. So he did not go to Shechem. He did not go to Dothan. As a matter of fact, there is no two cities mentioned in the entire Quran. It's a made-up counterfeit of the Bible, and no one knows who is doing what and where and why and how. This is general information about any biblical account. And in the Quran, you do not know that. All what we know, that somehow the brothers of Joseph were able to trick their daddy and take Joseph with them, this little boy, so that he may play and have fun. Let's go back to the Quran and read what happened next. For in Quran chapter 12 and verse 16, we read, "And they came at evening to their father weeping." Excuse me? Yeah, same day. They left in the morning, and in the evening, they came back home. And they were what? They were weeping. Here is the tears of the alligator who enjoy eating their own children for dinner. In verse 17, they said, "Oh, our father, surely we went away racing, and we left Joseph with our goods." Are you kidding me? Are you trying to make me believe that that is a true story? They went racing and left Joseph alone? What happened in the morning? Their father warned them. "I'm afraid it will grieve me if you take my son and you go away, and then the wolf will eat him." Let's continue with the story. In verse 17 we read, "So the wolf ate him." Man, you have to be stupid to believe such story. Why is that? Because how did they know it was a wolf? Did the wolf left a note for them? "Your brother was eaten by me, Mr. or Mrs. Wolf"? Of course not. How did they know that the wolf ate him? And how can a wolf eat a 17-year-old man? He may bite him, take a bite out of his butt or his arm, but he will not eat the whole thing. Could he have been eaten by lions, tigers, bears? Oh my. Continue in verse 17 of Quran 12. We read, "And you will not believe us, even if we were truthful." Even if we're telling the truth? I mean, we're lying to you, and even if we're truthful, you're not going to believe us, daddy. What a comedy story. Muhammad ruined my favorite story in the Old Testament. Joseph is my favorite story, and I cannot believe how evil that Muhammad to destroy the best story I love in the Old Testament. In verse 18, "And they put on his kameez," and kameez is a non-Arabic word which means shirt, from Greek or Syriac origin. Here we go. Another word in the Quran is not Arabic, even though the Quran testifies that its words are pure Arabic. What did they put on his shirt? The Quran said, "And they put on his shirt with a lie or a false blood." They killed some other animal and put that blood of that animal on his shirt. Now let us listen to the reaction of Jacob, who loved his son more than any of his other sons. He said what? "Yet Your soul lightens the affair. So patience is beautiful. And Allah is the one who is asked for assistance about what you describe. What a foolish reaction. Why is that? Because I have the true story in the Bible. No. This has nothing to do with the Bible. This is a foolish reaction because I, Usama Dakdok, have some logic and common sense. Somebody will come to me and tell me, your son was eaten by a wolf after I told them the wolf may devour him. And I will just give that easy response. Are you kidding me? Once again, all what Jacob said, oh, your soul lightens the affair. How can their soul lighten the affair when his son's shirt is covered with blood? So be patient. And patient is beautiful. Are you kidding me? Will this be the reaction of any father who loses a son eaten by a wolf? And he's going to seek the assistance of Allah. And Allah knows exactly what they are describing. God help us. I do not know how in the world Muslims reject the truth of the Bible. How can they reject the truth of the Word of God, even concerning the biblical account of Joseph, and believe such comedy we read in the Quran? In our next broadcast, Lord is willing, we're going to look at what really happened, how they plotted against Joseph, and how Reuben saved Joseph from being killed by his brothers, and then later how Judah came up with the idea of selling him to the Ishmaelites. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.